Now, what would you make of that, Alan?
I mean, my stuff's okay. Location's okay. Nothing's great. Everything's kind of okay. But, you know, I'm in one of those funks right now where ball's put in player hits, you know. So, baseball's a crazy game like that. It goes in stages. You got to keep executing, making pitches, and usually that turnaround.
Do you feel like you worked around the traffic as well as you would like to? I mean, early on, obviously, I mean, they put guys on the first, you're able to get out of that.
Yeah, I mean, two spot really hurt my feelings, you know. I mean, I just with Salvi on first, there wasn't a spot in my mind where he was going to score from first right there, and that's the second game in a row where I've given up three guys from first have scored on me. So got to limit those extra base hits. I made a bad pitch to the guy over there, and he hit at the cap. So they didn't hit many balls hard. They hit a couple balls hard off me and placed a few more, you know, in the right spots. But you know, they had a good approach today and got some balls in there.
Well, you're seeing a lot of crazy stretches in baseball, but when a team plays 19 games in 19 days, that's real, isn't it? It has a toll on the team.
Yeah, I think you can kind of see guys are dragging a little bit, you know. No excuse for starting pitchers. We only go in every five, but, you know, some of our guys need a couple days, you know, and I've been going hard and playing good ball, and you know, we'll look for those 2 days, but you know, first we got to win a game tomorrow.
Wait, you're five starts in, but you didn't have a normal spring training because of the WBC. Then you're hurt. Is this still part of a process of you trying to find out or trying to get to where you want to get to?
I think I'm trying to look at a big picture view here. You know, the little moments I'm not winning right now. The probably three pitches a game that sway you to have a 2 ERA instead of a 6 is what I'm, you know, it's really only 3-4 pitches a game. And I'm losing all those right now. So, you know, that's those kinds of things. If I continue my process, continue working, those things change. And, you know, I'll go on a run here soon where I'll go a month without hardly giving up a run. And y'all will say, what's the difference? And I'll say, just kept with the process. So, I mean, I've been around long enough to know that that's the way the game goes. Sometimes it beats you up, sometimes you beat up.
You talked about feeling like kind of a lot of the batted balls in play right now are going for hits. Is there anything you can take away from those stretches, or is that truly just, as you said, it's just kind of one of those stretches that tends to turn around with time?
Yeah, it'll turn around with time. I mean, you know, Dusty walks over and goes, I mean, you know, it's a great pitch. You executed it. Just doinked the ball through the hole there. It's happened 3-4 times a game, at least to me, you know, where I make an executed pitch and guy gets a, you know, an off the ender or a broken bat or, you know, something like that happens. But it is a long season, and you go through stages like that, you know. Just a weird game, man. Sometimes it gets you. Sometimes you eat the bear, and sometimes the bear eats you.
Duper made a good catch for you. How good was it to see him, you know, make that catch, and he slammed against the wall? But
yeah,
a heck of a catch for you.
Was a good catch, yeah. And that's another one. That ball right there, Newbar just hit a ball 106 or something off the bat that – didn't get to the track, and that guy threw a backdoor curveball in the corner, and he just kind of one arm backspun it, and it goes all the way to the track in center. You know, yeah. It's just funky things are happening, but it was a great catch. We were sorry that he got some back spasms after it, but I think he's going to be fine.